It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It's nasty out there.
Yeah.
It's real nasty. I put it in the 4WD at a couple of points.
I'm going to drive
in. Yeah, get the 4WD going.
It's slushy out there.
Okay, I've had all-wheel drive. Is that different than four-wheel drive?
Well, yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Four-wheel drive.
You'll be fine.
Four-wheel, yeah, it's fine. But four-wheel drive to me is the best because it's got power to all four tires all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas all-wheel drive is when your car starts slipping, then your car goes, oh, shoot, and starts kicking.
Oh, but I have a snow button. That doesn't.
You're a little snow button.
I press the snow button.
Tell me that's your name on Tinder.
It needs to be now.
Find me at Snow Button. I'll tell you what you need to do on a snowy day like this is park your booty in a hot tub. Don't you wish you had one?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, I wish I had a hot tub.
Watch the snow fall down, too. So pretty in the hot tub.
So good news is that Mix 100 is giving one away at the end of the month. All you have to do is listen for the cue to call that we'll play twice on the show this morning. If you hear it, be caller 13. Make it into the studio. Josh will talk to you and throw you in our little qualifier database. And at the end of the month, we will randomly draw a name, and you'll be walking away with a hot tub. And I hope you're strong, because you have to come pick it up and carry it out, actually. You'll be walking away with a hot tub. That sounds great on a day like today.
Yeah,
man.
No joke. I just would sit there with my shirt off and my three nipples showing. And just...
Three-nipple pride.
That's my Tinder profile.
Three nipples.
At three nips.
Three-nipple pride.
It's just three nips.
Oh, okay. Shorten it.
Don't be jealous. Hey, if you're parked on the highway right now, you're going to enjoy a little PMI from JKJ here. We send you on your way with a positive story, a minus story, and something that we found mildly interesting.
Uh-huh.
Hey, who got to pee?
I got to pee.
You got to pee.
Yes, and this is actually really sweet because a Boulder elementary school, they had their own election yesterday for a class project. So they elected a class president, and they got to choose between two guinea pigs, Belford and Sneffels.
Yep. Shut
Belford and Sneffels.
Sneffels, like Sneffels. Mount Sneffels down
Sneffels?
In Uray.
Yeah. Sneffels?
Have you never heard of Mount Sneffels? It's
no,
down
Katie.
By Telluride.
That's when I have
Uray.
A runny nose. I
no.
have the sniffles.
Sniffles. Sniffle up again.
I like that they paid some homage to our Colorado mountain peaks, though. Oh. And fourth grade teacher Amanda Demler, she said that it is really helping the kids learn about the election process. So that's why they did it. They get to cast their vote. They get to see what the election undertakes. And then
that's
they get to see
a winner. Idea.
I thought it was fabulous and a really good way to get them into what's going on.
We sat at the dinner table last night and we're trying to explain the Electoral College to our children who are 9 and 13, and they just weren't having it.
Exactly. Exactly. Why don't, like,
especially
people
my
vote?
Daughter, there, she was like, I like slime.
I like guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they got interested in it, imagine, because of the guinea pigs. So way to go to that fourth grade teacher.
So who won? Do we know?
They're finding out today.
Finding out today, they voted yesterday,
and they'll find out whether Belford or Sneffels is their class
I'd
president.
I'd vote for Belford. Sorry.
I'm going for Sneffels
Belford's
all the way.
Belford's got my vote.
I love Sneffels.
I vote
Sneffels.
For changing it to Sniffles is what I vote for.
Seriously.
It's easier to say. Who got the minus?
I got the minus.
You got the M. What do you have, buddy?
This is actually... kind of interesting as well, but mostly minus.
No, you can't steal my eye.
I'm not.
You're
it's
the
mostly,
M.
You're the
today.
M today.
It's mostly minus. Well, I found this minus interesting.
Minus. Okay.
So a survey came out the other day saying that it took to 2,000 Gen Alpha parents, so interviewing the Gen Alphas or the Gen Zers, and it said that most kids they found were losing their creativity after the age of 7. Now, this is interesting to me because 36% of those parents think that after the age of 7, all of a sudden their creativity starts to decline. And on top of that, 45% of the parents were worried that AI will harm their child's ability to be creative.
Absolutely.
And that's a big thing for me because I am kind of the last generation of kids that, like, played outside with no smartphones, no iPads. We weren't the iPad kids. We didn't have those yet. So... I feel like I still have my creativity.
Yeah.
But after my generation.
Debatable.
Yeah, right. Seriously. But after my generation, everybody starts just playing with iPads, and the iPad kid came out. Like, it was right when I was on, like, the middle school slash high school cusp where the iPod Touch came out and the iPhone started coming out and all that stuff. And after that, there was no reason to really start staying outside, playing outside with your friends and everything like that. So I could see how after
right
about
now,
seven
is when you're like hit peak creativity.
Yeah, and then they get fizzles on the iPad.
Out.
Yeah.
And how creative are you at seven?
I know, right?
You're naming your guinea pig Snuffles.
Exactly.
That's creative.
Exactly.
That's very creative.
Huh. Wonder how you combat this then.
Well,
I guess just slap the screens out of their hands.
That's
you
it.
Don't let
that's
them.
It.
Yeah, you don't let them be spending all their time on their iPad and on the iPhones.
And, well, and you don't let them have phones before a certain age. I think that's the big thing. Is, you know, I have a friend who has an 11-year-old, and she's constantly asking her parents for a phone, and they are holding out, and I'm so proud of them.
We did. We held out until 13.
That's what they want to
13,
do.
13, you can do it. You're seventh grade. You know, you're doing more things. You're being left at practices for 2 hours and stuff. You can have a phone.
Exactly.
When you turn 13.
Yeah. I think that's the key, though. You got to keep it out of their hands as long as you can.
My parents did.
We have it locked down. Like, we control the apps and the time limit, and we can look at it at any time. We've got to make him keep it in our room overnight so he's not sitting there at night getting
on who knows what.
Yeah. But
my parents
We should probably keep your phone.
I know.
You probably should, honestly.
At this point.
I'll turn it in at 5 in the morning. There we go. I'll turn it to you guys.
We'll hand it back to you at the start of every show.
There we go. Yeah.
Hey, I have the interesting to round out PMI this morning. A story talking about couples when they travel. 37% of couples sleep in different beds when they travel. This is according to Hilton's 2025 trend reports, and I could totally get on board with this.
Yeah.
Especially when you request two queen beds.
Exactly. You're going to use them both.
You're still in the same room.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, but you just separate at night, and you can both starfish it right there in the bed. Isn't that great?
It's
and
the
you
best.
Can wander out to your continental breakfast, and you come back, and it's already made for you.
Oh.
That's awesome.
I kind of like this idea when you travel that you use separate beds.
Yeah.
They also say that 1 in 5 travelers enjoy herkle-derkling.
What in the... They admitted to it?
What in the herkle-derkle is that?
That's what you do before you separate and go to both beds. Got my herkle-derkle.
Is that like
no.
a name for it?
What is it?
What is it?
It's now a name for it.
I guess so.
Herkle-derkling is intentionally... I just feel like an idiot saying that. Herkle-derkling is intentionally staying in bed all day. They say the younger travels tend to herkle-derkle more than the Xers and the boomers.
Huh.
We couldn't come up with a better name for laying in bed all day.
How about
like
staying in bed all day?
Right, just being lazy?
Yeah.
Of
I mean, my lazy
names.
Era.
That's like a couch potato.
Of all the names that these new kids
Who
come
came
up with,
up
that,
with that
one was dumb. Herkle Probably Durkle. A 7-year-old.
Jeez.
I'm on my herkle-derkle journey right now.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Good day to herkle-derkle in a hot tub, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of messages coming in with the origin of the herkle-derkle. It's Scottish, I guess, right,
Katie? Yeah, we got a message from Amber who says it is actually an old Scottish, I think she meant proverb, not a new Gen Alpha thing. Thank goodness. That's what I says. I really thought the kids made that one up.
You've got to herkle-derkle. Yeah. That's what you've got to do. Herkle-derkle.
So it is linger under the covers of a warm bed long after time to get up. It's closely tied with the word herkle, which means to hunker down. So you're going to hunker down in your bed.
You got to say it with a Scottish accent.
That sounds so much better like that.
Herkle-derkle.
Herkle-derkle.
I want to go watch Braveheart now.
Katie, tell me about these sexy priests that you're all up in their kitchen.
Okay, so I just came across a story about two Colorado priests, and they have held mass on all 14ers in our state. There are 58 14ers, and it has taken them 13 years to do this, but they finally got it done last month, and they are sexy.
We are a blessed state.
These priests are so cute, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're hot.
She came in, she was telling us about this today, and she's like, oh, this is really interesting. We should talk about this. And she's like, oh my god.
She scrolled down to the picture of them.
Okay, Josh.
She needs to
look at those guys.
Katie,
like,
you need to go to confession
very,
now.
I do.
You
Hold
are
on,
lusting.
Come over and look.
You are
probably,
lusting over priests.
I am probably sinning right now, but I don't
I'm
even care.
Sitting.
Like, look at them in their robes.
They're good looking dudes.
I walked around and looked at
it.
Yes. They're good-looking guys.
They are good-looking guys. And, you know, they just seem like they have it all together. They're like, the higher we go, the better we hear the voice of Christ.
The closer
and
we are to God.
I know,
yeah.
Like, they
there
seem to
go.
Be just
good
living
shtick.
Their life, you know? And again, very hot.
They're climbing these in their priestly garbs. Like,
they are.
I doubt they are. They probably have them in a backpack.
Do you
they
think?
You
think
the top. They got to change at the top.
Are they wearing underwear? It's cold up there at the top of the 14er.
I don't know how they're... I mean, they have, like, beanies on... And neck scarves
their garb.
With their garb.
Oh,
yeah,
no, Katie,
I mean,
do they look cold?
No, they look hot.
Look pretty hot to me, Jim. Exactly. Ooh.
That's not what
I wanted
in
to start
to.
My day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God.
She'll warm them up.
Okay, we're done here.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.